Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Friday, April 21st, to welcome a guest to the podcast. Today we have reading for us Mitchell Brune. Mitchell and his wife Caitlin are members of our church. They actually joined the church the Sunday after Wayne preached his first sermon, so sometime in January of 2022, but they had been visiting with us and plugging in for months before that. And it's been a real joy to get to know Mitchell and Caitlin, and I look forward to him reading for the podcast today. And then after he reads, we'll sit down and talk a little bit about his life and faith. Thank you, Mitchell, for joining the podcast.
Thank you for having me, Mary. Today I'm reading from the NIV version, Psalm 110. The Lord says to my Lord, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet." The Lord will extend your mighty scepter from Zion, saying, "Rule in the midst of your enemies." Your troops will be willing on your day of battle. Arrayed in holy splendor, your young men will come to you like a dew from the morning's womb. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever. In the order of Melchizedek, the Lord is at your right hand. He will crush kings on the day of his wrath. He will judge the nations, heaping up the dead and crushing the rulers of the whole earth. He will drink from a brook along the way, and so he will lift up his head high.
Thank you so much, Mitchell, for reading for the podcast. Before we get started on the interview, I wanted to know if there was anything from the scripture that we read today that stuck out to you.
Kind of hits me very hard when you read scripture, how it can kind of relate to you, either what you're going through or something kind of in your life. In my footnotes here really spoke to me. It said, "Many people have a vague belief in God, but refuse to accept Jesus as anything more than a great human teacher. The Bible, however, does not allow that option." It kind of goes into saying everyone has heard of God in some way or fashion. You think, I believe or I don't believe, and it just kind of right there kind of really hits me. Here he is. You can't just be on the fence. You either believe or you don't.
Thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm. I want to hear a little bit about your life and faith today. So let's back up. Tell me, are you from Birmingham, and where did you grow up? Where did you go to school and then college?
Mary, I did grow up here. I actually grew up down the street from Mountain Brook Baptist.
On what street?
Montevallo.
Awesome.
I used to tell people, if you've seen the rooster on Montevallo, the statue that was decorated for every holiday or just a time of day, you know, that's where we live, directly across the street. So those people, I think they actually go to this church who used to live there.
Yes, they've actually moved, but right. It used to be a member of the church lived there.
So growing up this close to the church, I would come and play basketball, pick up basketball with friends all the time. If we had a surprise party at our house or something, we would use some of the parking lot, you know. So it's kind of, Mountain Brook Baptist has always kind of been in the, you know, my life
perfect.
Somehow or another.
That's right.
I grew up here. So I went to Mountain Brook, all the way, Crestline, Mountain Brook Junior High, all the way up through high school. And then I went to Troy for a little while and then came back. And then I was in a trade school for electrical, and kind of where I started my
career. Tell me a little bit about your career.
Well, it's been construction since I was a little baby. My dad's been in it forever. So I was an electrician for a little while. Got shocked a little too many times, so I said, I'm done with this. And then I've worked in several other trades and just learned working my way up through the field. And now I have joined recently back with my dad. I've worked with him previously. He's had a company called Watson Broom Builders for, I think it's 13 years now. So I'm project managing for him. Also, just anything else he needs.
What is your favorite part about managing projects?
I would say once you finish them.
Yeah, seeing the finished product.
Right. And Caitlin, my wife, will always probably gets a little tired of me driving by and saying, hey, I did that project or that, you know, some form of fashion. And that's from, I've done so many different things to just not just being a general contractor, whatever trade I was doing. And so I tell her that, and she always says, well, I know.
Okay, so you've done general contract, but you also did floors. What other trades?
So I've done electrical, just some carpentry, basic carpentry, and then a little bit of plumbing. That was very short-lived, but that was I had to do a little bit of that.
It's always good to know a plumber.
Right. So those, and then I've been a ditch digger, if that makes any digging ditches for, I thought electrical was just kind of just a easy, you know, job, but no, it actually, you got to get the, before you, once you have the building, you have to get the power has to somehow go into the building, right? So you have to dig ditches and you have to, you know, that was fun, you know, working with it. My tool was mainly a shovel, but then got to, as I progressed, I got to use backhoes. I've been on backhoes, mini X's, those Bobcat skid steers. So I've loved just
super
driving
cool.
That, right.
And it sounds like you have a lot of varied experience, which probably helps you in your new job.
It does.
You mentioned Caitlin. Tell me a little bit about Caitlin, how you guys met, and maybe some of her positive attributes.
Well, we met, it's close to 5 years now. Been married for three, or almost three, going on three.
Okay.
So we met at Odie's, and she probably remembers it a little different than I do. I remember it as she had at least several guys who were trying to talk to her as well. So there was a lot of competition. She doesn't remember it that way. And so it took a lot of courage to go over there and talk to her. And really kind of what made me curious was, I heard this contagious laugh that she has. It's just, I love her laugh. It's one of her the things I just love, because it's just so pure and it's just great. So I heard that, and then I saw her, and I was just like, you know, wow, okay. Aww. So it took me a lot of courage to get up and go over there and start talking to her. And I don't know what I did after that. I don't remember, but I just know then we started dating, and then. It's just history. Now we're married. So I guess I tricked her a little bit, you know.
No way. Mitchell, what are some things that you enjoy doing outside of your work?
Well, I love fishing. I love hunting. I love just being outdoors. Any opportunity I can get, I love camping and backpacking and then just watching sports and trying to play sports. I don't play sports like I used to, of course, because I'm a little older now and have an actual job now, so I can't really, and it's not, of course, my sports career didn't take off like you dream of it as a kid.
But you do play on the men's softball team.
That is correct. I do. I contribute. I don't know. I'm just a number there, but that's been a lot of fun.
Do you guys have a name?
The Mountain Brook Baptist.
No.
Softball team. Yeah.
Okay.
We haven't come up with one yet.
Well, maybe y'all should come up with a name. What position do you play?
Mainly, I've been playing catcher, and then I played a little bit of right field.
Okay. Have you gotten any hits?
I have. I've gotten a few hits.
I heard it was a battle of the Baptists last week, you guys against Brook Hills.
It was.
Tell me about that game.
Well, Brook Hills is, they're really good. there's no other way to really say that. They know what they're doing, and maybe they should reconsider maybe the league they're in, I'm thinking. But, I mean, I'm glad they're in the league, and I'm glad to have gotten to play them. But it wasn't really pretty, but our guys, we really, I think we're gelling together, and we got some good athletes.
So you're saying there's a lot more going on behind the scenes than necessarily the win or the loss.
Right, right.
But you're growing in relationship, right?
Right.
Making relationships.
Yeah. Yes, that's great.
I know another way that you are involved in the church is through growth groups. Mm-hmm. Tell me about what you guys are studying right now and what the benefit of a growth group is.
I've been in a few growth groups over the time that I've been here. Recently, I've been meeting with Mark Rector and Andy Wharton and Wayne Ingram on Wednesday mornings, and we've been studying Nehemiah.
Mitchell, tell me about your journey of faith, how you became a Christian, and how you've been growing in the last years.
Well, my parents both instilled my faith in me. but it was a little harder. My parents got divorced when I was 7 years old. So my dad stayed going to his church, which was Advent. And my mom, when she remarried, she would attend IPC, Independent Presbyterian, down near Highland Avenue. So I would go to either church when I was with my dad, go to Advent, you know, and then vice versa. But I was confirmed at Advent, but I would also attend IPC youth group there because a lot of my friends that I grew up with or I'm really close with went to that church. So it was kind of always hard for me to really feel like I was in a church because I did things at both churches. And it was hard to do that growing up. So when I got older, I kind of probably didn't go to church as much as I should have. And I always still believed. That was always kind of my thing, but I didn't practice it very well. Throughout my life, there would be some circumstance that would kind of come up and God would just show me in some way, hey, I'm here with you. You may not be really accepting me, but I'm here. Mm-hmm. And so when I married Caitlin, when I met Caitlin, she was just kind of something of that she put into me that just was kind of like, wow, she practices this. That's where I need to be. And then when we got married, I've watched her dad go through some hard trials with my mother-in-law being sick with Alzheimer's. And I'll never forget really just it sinking in on the part when we got married for sickness and health. It really hit me. I was like, well, there's so many things that can break you apart. And just to watch my father-in-law go through what he's gone through, and his faith is so strong. And the way he presents himself, the way he goes about his life, and just taught me so much. And someone gave me this little short clip of a sermon by John Piper. And it said, your afflictions are momentary. And basically, like, everything that's just all right here, there's a meaning later down the road that maybe you'll see, that maybe my children will see, their children. There's just a plan. It just really has been great for me becoming married, mm-hmm. and then us joining a church, because we decided that after our first year anniversary, we wanted to find a church.
And I know some of that story. You kind of took the lead on that. Tell me about what you did.
Well, yes. So I heard what Caitlin said. I took the lead on that. I guess I did. I just was determined that we were going to find a church as much as she was, you know, and I want to raise my family in a church and one church family. I don't want to do like I did. Not to say that anything against my parents, that was great. I mean,
the Lord works in a myriad of ways, but you wanted to find a home.
And so, like, you know, what we were talking about before, Mount Brook Baptist had kind of always been in my life somehow or way or another. And so Caitlin's dad was talking about it and saying, well, why don't you try it here? And we'd gone to one other church, which was great. I loved it, but it just didn't really feel like our fit. And so I said, well, why don't we try Mount Brook Baptist? It's where we want to eventually live. We want to, you know, it's not far from where we live. And so I said, well, you can email them and ask them a question here. So I'll just email and just say, hey. And I gave them my story of the two church thing, the one in the church family. And Sharon reached out to us. It was instantly she replied. And so I guess I don't remember exactly which day that was, but that Sunday we went to church and Sharon was right there, found us, and then brought us up.
She's kind of stealth-like.
Right. And it was just warming. I mean, we kind of just never really went to any other church because I don't regret that, because it was just really, it felt like it really, that family, it was like, it just hit you in the face. Everybody. I mean, I remember like just meeting you, Mary, first Sunday school class that we went to, and I think it was just you and Claire Hills in there, but I think Andy and Virginia were in there.
Yeah. We were fledgling group at that point.
Right. And it was kind of just the anticipation of that where, okay, you're trying to grow this group here, trying to get young married couples it was really intriguing to me.
I want to talk to you about your baptism. So yeah. You went through confirmation in the Advent Episcopal Church. And then when you and Caitlin joined, you decided to be baptized by immersion. Mm-hmm. Tell me how you decided and about that experience.
I really wanted to be a part of the church. And that was how y'all did your, to becoming a member or whatever. And I just remember kind of thinking this guy, well, I've been christened, but I was so young. I mean, I was an infant, you know, and I mean, I don't know what I was thinking in that moment. Of course, probably not anything like what's really going on. I was probably crying.
You were probably smiling.
Hopefully. Yeah. I have to ask my mom on that one. So back to the church family thing. And when I started my family, I want my kids to do the things to the same from not the same of the two churches, but the church family. Right. So I wanted them to feel like, okay, my dad did this, my mom did this, and it kind of started as that. Well, okay. And also, I mean, if I ever am so lucky to serve for the church or do anything like that, that also was a big thing for me. It was like, okay, I want to be a part of the church in any way I can. So after we'd set the date of when it was February 6th, I believe, last year. And it kind of started into this thing where I took the whole journey of my faith and in a different way. I was like, well, this is me accepting the Lord on my terms. Like I'm going about this and I'm reborn again. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've done all these things leading up to getting to where I am and my life and where I've gone. And it just kind of really just was, it felt awesome. It was great. And I mean, you get to get in water. It's kind of like a little pool up there, you know, so it was really neat. The rest is history. And now I'm trying to live my life the way God wants me to, you know, so.
That is such a pure way to say it, that the Lord may help us to live our life in the way that He wants us to. Thank you, Mitchell, for being on the podcast today. Would you end our time together with prayer?
Lord, thank you for all the blessings you've given us. Lord, thank you for Mary and the podcast that she does to reach so many. And Lord, we just ask that you be with our church family in their the end of their week and just the continuing weeks and months. And Lord, just lift us all up. And your name we pray. Amen.